our Facebook fans in Kansas, Ohio, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and to everyone who's watching us around the world, welcome to CNN Student News. From the CNN Center in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Carl Azuz. First up, Japan's prime minister wants some answers from the company that runs the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Specifically, the prime minister wants to know when the crisis at the plant is going to be over. He's looking for a timetable from the Tokyo Electric Power Company, and he says one should be coming soon. He's also promised to get this crisis under control at all costs. In the meantime, the Japanese government has classified the situation at the Fukushima plant as a level 7. That means it is among the most serious nuclear accidents ever. The rating is based on how much radiation has been released from the plant, and it means officials expect long-term efforts to deal with all the issues caused by this accident. Thousands of people have had to leave the region around the plant. The prime minister promised to help them find jobs, housing, and education. What's happening in Japan has some people remembering another nuclear accident that took place nearly 25 years ago. It was a meltdown at the Chernobyl nuclear plant in the former Soviet Union. Diana Magne looks at the long-lasting effects of the worst nuclear accident in history.
We're driving through the exclusion zone en route to Chernobyl. It doesn't feel like a place where the world's worst ever nuclear accident happened almost 25 years ago. The sun lends a wintry charm to the derelict homes we pass. In all, nearly 350,000 people were forced to abandon their homes as a radioactive cloud blew over Ukraine, Belarus, and Russia.
This village is called Zalesia in Ukrainian, which literally means behind the forest. But as you can see now, it has been completely consumed by the forest. And when the villagers were evacuated about 10 days after the accident took place, they thought that they'd be able to come back here, that this village would be inhabitable again. But as you can see, that wasn't to be the case.
So this is the memorial. Because how many people died immediately after the accident?
And about 30 people in 1 month died who were highly radiated.
Yuri Tatarchuk, who's our certified guide from Ukraine's Ministry of Emergencies, says the final death toll from the nuclear fallout is impossible to calculate, but that it's less than people feared. Estimates from the International Atomic Energy Agency put the number at 4,000, but the World Health Organization points to 4,000 incidents of thyroid cancer among children from the affected areas.
So now it's 8.79 microsieverts.
Radiation's not down to normal, but Tatarchuk says it's not a health risk if you're just here for the day.
We stayed here just minutes, but it's not sure if such levels of radiation inhabitant here is not allowed.
We're not the only visitors. A Russian tour group pick their way through frozen tower blocks in nearby Pripyat. The town was evacuated the day after reactor number 4 exploded, before the Soviet Union admitted it had a serious problem at one of its nuclear plants. This year, the government will remove restrictions to the exclusion zone, turning these Soviet ghost towns into a tourist destination. A chance for people to see for themselves the relics of a nuclear catastrophe frozen in time. Diana Magne, CNN. Pripyat, Ukraine.